Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in with us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. And this is good old Brother Bradshaw, a year older from last Wednesday. And I'm so thankful for that. And of course, that song right there always lets you know that God has really blessed us in some ways that we've sort of forgotten, put them on the back burner. But I'm always thankful to what I can remember. I don't try to go back too far. You'd be bawling if you go back too far. I know sometimes some people be listening to some songs. They'd be listening to some old songs about spinners and impressions and all that, and temptations and all that. I tell them, don't be listening to them songs too long. Now you'd be bawling and crying, talking about, I wonder why I let him go. How did he get away? So don't go too far back. You can go back just a little bit, but don't go too far back. But I do know that when I think about how much God has blessed me, and I know others on this call I don't want you to raise your hand. I just want you to raise your conscience. I know that God has helped you dodge some bullets along the way and in some situations and some circumstances and some different kinds of things. He brought you out of some quicksand. Sometime you thought you was wiggling and you was going to sink. You're going to sink. The more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. But through God's mercy and everything, he's brought you to where you are now and still working on you. He's still not through with us yet. And some of you who are on this call who think it just ain't working out, it will. Just hold on. And that's what God is. He's a working out person. He will work it out for you. And all you got to do is just to stay faithful. And that's a strong statement now is when you use the word stay faithful, because we've gone through this pandemic to where we not been able to go into corporate worship, meaning we haven't been going into any buildings. And some people have just they haven't fallen by the wayside, but they just got comfortable being at home and not being in a building. They got comfortable just getting up in the morning and not fully dressing for worship services and things of that sort. And they listen to other people's programs on Sunday morning, but they sort of lounging around a little bit. And so I'm thinking that congregations who do go back, they're gonna come up short with some of their members, because they've gotten too comfortable with being at home. And now they're hearing sermons from several different preachers, several different churches, things of that sort. And some people's eyes have been open through this whole thing. I hope it has. I hope that this pandemic can really open our eyes to some certain things, because some people have just been like those horses with blinders on. They couldn't see to the right or the left. There was no gray area. It was either this or that, one of the two. But this have challenged our theology and how we do things, the way we do things, and some of the things we told people they're going to hell to do, we had to back off from that for just a minute. And so I'm hoping that we come out on the other side better than what we was. But certainly God has been true to us. That song, along with other songs that we play on this program, I mean, they really, I want you to not only listen to sermons sometime when people are preaching, but listen to the songs that you're singing, because sometimes people be singing a lie. And don't even know it when they be singing some of these songs. And so you need to pay attention to what you're saying. And you know, Father's Day is coming up. Let's see, when is that? This is June 2021. On the 16th, Father's Day be coming up this coming Sunday. And I hope it turns out as good as Mother's Day. But anyway, that's another subject. And you just got to be careful. You just got to be careful with what you read and what you and how you relate to people. I know on Valentine and different days like that, Christmas cards and all those kind of cards. Boy, I take my time when I'm buying them cards. Sometimes it takes me an hour to buy a card. I can't jump out the car, run in the Walgreens and just pick up a card, a birthday card or a Valentine card. I gotta read that thing. Because sometimes they'd be saying some stuff that I don't want to be fooling with. And so take your time and buying them cards and when you send them to people. But in these songs, there's just so many messages. Remember now that a lot of songs started out just being just a letter or a poem or something just to be written, you know, like the whole book of Psalms. The whole book of Psalms used to be sung, not written just in various words. That's why they call it the Psalms. And so there's some songs like when we're thinking about that song this morning, I know all of you are interested somewhere in heaven, and you ought to be interested in hell, because that's what happened if we missed the mark. But and I'm praying that the heaven holds all to you, and heaven holds all, not only holds all to you, but that will be true, that you'll be true to it. I thought about how many sermons I preached on, how much Jesus loves us, And I preached on how many sermons God loves us. And I'm thinking, but that's really not the test. The test is how much we love him. The test is how long we're going to hold out for him. Whether you know it or not, God has invested a lot in you. You know, sometimes your mamas and your daddies, they send you to grade school, high school. They try to send you to college. And if you want to pursue that, they try to get you a doctor's degree or a master's degree or any kind of degree that you want. All I want is just, what is that, 1.6 to 5 degree? That's the only one I got, just regular temperature. But anyway, and some of them work two jobs, some work three jobs, and some tell you, look, don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about getting no job. Don't you worry about, you just focus. You focus on your education. We're going to take care. We got you. God himself has invested so much in us, and it's pitiful that we don't take advantage of it. He created heaven and earth, fowls of the air, fish of the sea, beasts of the field. And then he created man, and then he created woman that she might be a helpmate for him. And then finally, the final act of his concern for us was that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. He has invested so much in us, and he wants us to get that degree. He wants us to get that highest. He wants us to get that highest degree. But some of us, as we did in school, we didn't pay attention, and we didn't take education so seriously. That's why some of us at the level that we're at now is because we just did not focus on education. Oh, we were party people. Every day going to school, they say, oh, some kids say, I hate going to school. And them was the one that was doing the study. But the one who loved going to school, most of them was party people. We just love to go have a good time. But I just want you to think about sometime how much God has invested in you. And then I want you to think about, after you think about how much God has invested in you, then think about how much you appreciate that and how much you're trying to reciprocate back to him for his love. And so we all not preach 99 sermons on how much God loves us and how much Jesus died for us and sacrificed for us. We need to preach at least 80 of them on how much we love him, how much we've dedicated our life to him, how much we've overcome to be where he is. Those are the kind of sermons that we need to be preaching. One of the songs is Heaven Holds All to Me. He says, earth holds no treasure but perish with using, however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I am going, holds all to me. Out on the hill of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free, angels are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world and its sorrow when in that home over the sea, millions are singing that wonderful story. Heaven holds all to me. It is how much God loves us, but when I think about, that's just like our parents. Being in the funeral home business and going to funerals and watching families, you would think that the funeral would be one of the occasions that would bring people together, that would show the love, that will lock them together. And some of the people who attend funerals, they hadn't seen each other in about 25 years, and some of them hadn't even seen the deceased in 30 years or whatever, and they don't want to be doing all the crying. But most of it out of guilt, you know, for not making that phone call or for not seeing them or for not whatever. But you would think that at a funeral, that would be where the families would come together. But we have hundreds of funerals, and just recently had funerals where families wouldn't even sit together. They sit on the other side of the chapel, one sit on the other side of the chapel. We had a funeral just recently where we had to have three limos because they didn't want to ride together. And they separated the family. One family was in the back, one family. We've had funerals where we've had to call the police, where there was fights at the cemetery, where there was guns drawn at the cemetery. And you would think that would be the time when people really come together. But you got them coming together it's so much chaos. You'd be surprised at the very last moment and the last mile of the way that we can be there for a person, that we are there to, as I said, give them a good home going ceremony. All the jokers who are alive is the ones that's acting the fool. Them's the ones that's being ignorant. Them's the ones that we've almost have to change our method, not direct the funeral, but direct the ones that's alive. And it's sad. And most of them, most of the people nowadays, and being a preacher, I see it from this side. Most undertakers and people like that from that side don't understand what I'll be looking at sometimes. But there's so many families that don't even have a church home, don't even have a preacher to call for the last funeral, have not even been in a church or in a church service function. They were this past weekend had a couple of guys in the services. I mean, they wore their hats and glasses the whole service. And one of them, we asked to take the hat off. He said, I'll just go wait in the car. I mean, that's sort of stupid and ignorant. And one guy brought a fearful whiskey with him to the funeral to send this person off so he can toast. I guess he was going to give him a toast, but he's going to end up giving him a roast. That's what's going to happen. Brought a fearful whiskey to the funeral to sort of give this person a talk. A young man. I looked around by the casket. Wonder what this smoking is. We didn't cremate this body. Here, two or three guys sitting around are smoking reefers and drugs. Heaven don't hold all to them. Heaven is not even on their minds or in their thoughts. But I'm hoping that heaven holds all to you. And I hope that heaven holds all to you this morning, and that you will not only remember how much God loves you, but how much you love God. We read of a place called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given, how beautiful heaven must be. And our conduct will determine whether we're able to see that or not. Well, I know that we have some probably some people on this call who have been to some funerals that just didn't turn out right, and of course my prayer is that God continues to bless you along the way. Now there may be those in the hospital, hospice, those who may be sick, nursing some injuries, things of that sort. You just don't really know, but I do know that after all is said and done, God is still on the throne, and he has blessed you in some ways that you won't admit. He has blessed you in some ways that you don't even want to consciously talk about. But I know for a fact that God has helped you dodge some bullets. Think about that during the rest of this week. In Jesus' name, try to have a super-duper day.